How long did Adam and Eve wait before sinning? Was it hours, days, weeks, months, or even years? The first few chapters of Genesis don't get into any explicit detail answering this question, but we are given a few clues. Now, if we're careful, we might be able to draw out a bit more than the average Christian reading these first few chapters of Genesis. In chapters 1 and 2, we read about the creation, 6 days of creation, and then 1 day of rest. In chapter 3, we read about the fall itself. Now, the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, 'You shall not eat of every tree of the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, 'You shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.'" Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good from evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?" Then the man said, "The woman who you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle, and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." And there we get the first prophecy of the coming Messiah, that he would crush the head of the serpent. But how long was it between the creation itself and this very first sin, the sin of partaking of this fruit? Well, we're not told exactly, but there's good reason to believe it was within 1 week. Let's break it down. I'll start by asking a question. Did Adam and Eve have children before they sinned? Now, when I have asked this question to Christians, I've asked a good number, and I've only gotten one answer, and that is no. No, Adam and Eve did not have kids before they sinned. And I've gotten this answer for multiple reasons. It seems that we humans, we inherit the flesh from our parents. And by flesh, I don't mean the physical meat on our bones, but rather our tendency to sin. What scripture calls the flesh seems to be passed down from our parents. And that's something we all wrestle with. We wrestle with the flesh. Paul says in Romans chapter 5, "Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned," and then I'll cut it off there, but you see that spreading of the flesh from Adam, and then also Jesus, he said that that which is born of flesh is flesh, and so it seems that we get this sinful tendency to sin from our parents. And so it seems that things would be excessively complicated if Adam and Eve had children before they sinned. And so very intuitively, a lot of people say that didn't happen, right? Sinless children with sinful parents, that's very complicated and raises a lot of theological questions, and it seems much more coherent that the fall would have happened before Adam and Eve conceived. Now, a more compelling point than this is that children are only mentioned in Genesis after Adam and Eve are banished from the garden. They're banished in chapter 3 at the end of chapter 3, and then verse 1 of chapter 4 says, "Now Adam knew his wife Eve, and she conceived and bore Cain." So most likely Adam and Eve did not have kids by the time they conceived. Now, how long would it have taken them to have kids? Well, consider that they were married. They were in paradise. They were made with perfect bodies. They were walking around naked in the cool of a beautiful garden. There wasn't any TV or 9-to-5 jobs distracting them. You do the math, right? It probably would have been pretty fast, especially when you consider that their bodies, they were made perfect and probably didn't have any issues with infertility. Also consider that God had commanded them to be fruitful and multiply. Also, before the separation of sin, Adam and Eve, they probably would have been eager and happy to obey God in this command. And I think this gives us a very solid outer time limit on how long it might have taken Adam to sin. Before the conception of a child. And we're going to consider how long that would have taken and make a few assumptions along the way, but I think they're reasonable assumptions. We'll start by asking, what state were Adam and Eve in when God created them? When he created Adam, was he absolutely starving, right? Was his first moments of consciousness, was he just desperate to get a meal? Was he shaking because of how weak he was? Well, probably not. On the other hand, was he just stuffed to the brim? Was his stomach hurting because of how densely God stuffed food into his digestive system? Was his first moment of existence him desperately and frantically trying to find a bathroom? Well, again, probably not. I think it's safe to assume that God created Adam in a state of perfect contentment, right about where he should be. Not too hot, not too cold, not too hungry, not too full. He was simply content. And then probably after a few hours, as he was moving around, his stomach would grow empty, and he would think about how God told him that the fruit of the garden was for him to eat, and he would search around, he would find a piece of fruit that looked appetizing, and he would eat it. And then, just like people today, Adam's, his body and his instincts, they would have naturally drawn him towards intimacy with his wife Eve. And so I think it's safe to say that intimacy probably would have begun pretty quickly. I would guess within the first 24 hours. Then consider that reproduction likely worked just about the same before the fall, just without the pain and the difficulty that we deal with now. Their bodies were perfect. Getting pregnant would have been very easy. So if we want to figure out this outer time limit for how long it would have taken before they sinned, we need to first understand the reproductive cycle. Almost all animals and humans follow a very similar system. Females, they have ovaries that release eggs on a cycle. For some animals, like sheep, that's about once a year. For humans, it's about once every 28 days. Before the egg is released, the body prepares to receive it by building up the uterine lining. The egg is then received, and if it's not fertilized, then that lining is shed and released, and the cycle starts over. Now, here's where the timing comes in. Technically, the first day of a woman's period, when the body flushes out the unfertilized eggs and the uterine lining, that's considered the start of the cycle. But realistically, with Eve, it seems unintuitive that she would have been created and instantly begin shedding unused reproductive material. That just seems unintuitive. More likely, her body probably would have started afresh and preparing for a new conception, not ending a previous failed cycle. Just like how Adam probably was not created desperately and frantically searching for a restroom, Eve probably would not have been created mid-period in an awkward position of dealing with period blood. If God created her 5 days into her cycle, that would mean that she could probably get pregnant about 9 days after she was created. Considering God's command to be fruitful and multiply, and their perfectly healthy bodies with no infertility problems, they probably would have conceived in that first cycle. Maybe even on the first day that it was biologically possible. But as we've already established, she did not conceive before the fall. Because Eve was created on day 6 and she could get pregnant 9 days later, that probably puts the fall somewhere before day 15. My end conclusion is that Adam and Eve, they sinned about a week after the creation, maybe even just a few days later. And if everything worked the way God designed it, and humans act the way that humans do, then yeah, they probably didn't last very long at all. In fact, I want to suggest a specific date. I believe that the fall occurred on the 13th day. Now, it's fascinating because in the Bible, the number 13 is often used as a number of sin or punishment. We see 12 years of service, and then the 13th year is one of rebellion. Ishmael, who represents the flesh and sin, was circumcised on the 13th day. Jesus famously lists 13 evils in Mark chapter 7. In Esther, the letter sent to kill the Jews was sent on the 13th day. And with numbers in the Bible, you have to be so careful to not try to find meaning where none exists, but it is uncanny how often the number 13 represents sin or punishment. And if the Bible does use that number 13 to represent sin and punishment, we have to ask why. Why would God use 13? God had a lot of numbers to pick from. Why would he choose the number 13 to run with as a symbol for evil and punishment and rebellion and death? Well, if Eve was created on the 6th day and she sinned 1 week later, that would put the fall on the 13th day. Makes sense. Now, each new week begins on a Sunday and then ends on a Saturday. God, he would have started creating on day 1, which would be a Sunday. He would have then created Adam and Eve on day 6 and then rested on day 7, a Saturday. Now, if Eve were created on day 6, a Friday, and then the rebellion was exactly 1 week later, that would put the day of the fall on the next Friday, Friday the 13th. Now, isn't that interesting? Friday the 13th. Now, it's interesting because basically the entire world considers a week to be 7 days long. And there's a reason why. Because the Bible records that God created the earth in 6 days and rested on the 7th day. And because that's what happened, and that's a complete week. There's also a reason why every major culture and the vast majority of minor cultures have records of the earth being wiped out by a global flood, and that there's one guy who saved his family and some animals on an ark. The reason why is because the Bible recorded it, and because that's exactly what happened. Why does virtually every culture have that story in its history? Well, because it's based on truth. Likewise, the number 13 is ingrained in society as an unlucky number. And I want to posit that's very likely because Adam and Eve sinned on that second Friday, Friday the 13th. And is it possible that unexpected factors could have delayed this timeline? Yes, absolutely. Could Adam have gone out on a long journey before returning to his wife Eve and knowing her? Yes, he could have, but probably not. And sure, there's some speculation here, but given their biology, God's command, and human nature, it's reasonable to believe, I think, that Adam and Eve sinned quickly. They didn't live in innocence for decades or centuries. It was days, maybe even the 13th day, and it did not take long for humanity to fall. But even then, God was already working his plan to redeem us through his Son, Jesus Christ. By the way, I learned this because I signed up for our very own Bob Enyart Bible Studies, which I got on enyart.shop. I so recommend you check that out. That will be a huge blessing to you. I have no doubt about it. And it will also be a blessing to this channel, and it will allow us to keep going when you guys sign up for that or buy any of these studies on enyart.shop. You do not want to miss those. Hey, may God bless you guys.